Scholastic Audio presents Infinity Ring, Book 3, The Trap Door, by Lisa McMahon. Read by Dion Graham. Chapter 1, Amber Waves of Corn? For the love of Madison, mincemeat, I mean, Sarah said, looking down at her fashionable yet extremely wimpy slipper shoes, which until recently had been red. My toes are freezing. She glanced over her shoulder to make sure Rick and Dak were there with her too, and hopefully nobody else, after their adventures in Viking land, when a too enormous to be genetically possible hound named Viki had hitched a ride, one could never be too sure. All of their shoes were covered in mud. It was raining. No, it was pouring, and windy, too. And they were standing in a weather-beaten cornfield. More like a husk field, actually. The corn had obviously been picked months ago, and only the tall, graying stalks remained. In one direction, Sarah could see a small town and a sizable river with the tips of sailing masts bobbing along it. And in another direction, a few enormous plantation houses and some smaller ones, with lots of farmland in between. Sarah put the Infinity Ring back into the satchel on her belt. They'd just used it to warp away from Washington, D.C. in 1814, where they'd fixed a break at the White House, of all places, and hung out with the First Lady, Dolly Madison, of all people, and her slaves. That part had been a little weird. "Where's the square?" she asked.